In Psalms 23:6, this is a verse that came to me when I thought about my testimony this time. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I was raised in a Catholic home, not just in title only. My mother was faithful to the faith and made sure our family was faithful also. While growing up, I never questioned the teachings of the Catholic faith. When I found myself truly in need of forgiveness for my sins, as a young adult, I went to confession to seek that forgiveness. As I knelt to pray, the prayers I was instructed to pray, I knew I was not forgiven. I didn't know how to find that forgiveness, so I left and never followed the Catholic faith again. Well, 5 years later, God started leading me to that answer. He used a movie called The Late Great Planet Earth, and that was about the end times. A bumper sticker that read, "In case of rapture, this vehicle will be unmanned." I would see this on a vehicle every day while I was riding to work with my dad, and I asked him what it meant. He didn't know either. The I Found It campaign was going on at that time, and my coworkers, which by that sign being there, led them to talk about their Sunday services every morning. And two of them were Baptists, and one was Pentecostal. The Pentecostal co-worker had the most influence in my life. After seeing the movie I mentioned, I started going to a Presbyterian church with some of my friends. The Lord used this ministry to lead me to His Word. The pastor's wife started a Sunday school class to help teach us the Bible. I never at this point ever read the Bible of any kind. Well, as only God's Word can do, I started changing, and I and my uncle had been married for 4 years by then. Church was not part of our life, so as I started attending and changing, he felt threatened. I was truly falling in love with the Lord. It all came to a crash one night. He asked me who I love more, him or God. I'm sorry. Not knowing the difference, I said I love the Lord more. Well, that led to a huge fallout, and I left on foot that night. I wasn't sure where I was going, but I knew I wanted nothing to come between me and the love that I had found in the Lord. I walked to the church that I was attending and started to seek help from the pastor. And this is 12 o'clock at night. But instead, I knelt down in that churchyard and prayed. I'm not exactly what I prayed all, but I do recall this. Lord, all my life I have listened to man. I want you to show me what to do. On November 1st of 1979, God showed me his goodness and his mercy, as he has always done all the days of my life. And I just wanted to add that by God's grace, he not only saved my soul that night, but he also saved my marriage.